Get it. Welcome back again. We're still at the Justave Stadium here in Sharpeville celebrating Human Rights Day. Now I am joined by the Deputy Minister of Justice. Minister, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? And I hope everybody that's listening is good.
We are celebrating Human Rights Day. DOJ Minister, why are we here?
Well, I'm here because it's a government event, so obviously as a minister or deputy minister I should attend, but it's also the issue of the fact that the Department of Justice is responsible for ensuring that human rights are observed in South Africa. So it's part of that program that I make a special effort to also attend this event.
All right, Minister, what are the three human rights that one should know?
Sorry, that?
Three basic human rights that one should know.
I think it would probably be in the order that they're in the Constitution. So the first right is the right to equality. And that was selected as, I mean, all the rights are equal, but that is a very important right. The right to dignity, and those would be, those would be the two most important. Otherwise, let me not take three, let me say the two most important, equality and the right to dignity.
Okay, and as South African Minister, from your point of view, how far are we in eradicating the social ills? Eradicating social ills.
Well, we've got a long way to go. I mean, let me just say with the human rights that I think we're doing relatively well on the achievement of the civil and political rights, rights to freedom of assembly, rights to freedom of conscience, all those kinds of things. Where we need more work is on the socioeconomic rights. The right to housing, to food, health, those kinds of issues. A lot of the social ills in society, I think, relate to the fact that there's high unemployment and high inequality. So although I'd rated equality as, for me, the most important right, it is a problem that South Africa is one of the most unequal countries in the world, and that shows that a lot more work needs to be done. We might have legal equality, but the actual physical equality still needs, a lot more needs to be done.
And Minister, in your opinion, how does the country uphold or protect the advanced South Africa basic human rights?
Well, we try and do it in all government policies and programs, and then if people feel their rights are violated, they can then approach the courts. In the case of equality, there's specific courts that are set up, special courts that are set up, equality courts. There's a lot of noise on here. Okay. You can't reduce it. It's coming through here.
It's coming through the mic.
No, it's coming through the... Yep, the headphones.
The background noise.
But let's just see. Okay, but it's coming through. Okay.
All right, so one last question for you. We are celebrating 30 years.
Yeah.
What has been the negative and the positive aspects of the past 30 years?
Look, it's 30 years on the 27th of April since the democracy came into effect. So at midnight on the 26th of April 1994, the interim constitution came into effect. It took over from the old apartheid constitution. So that's the 30 years. I think in that 30 years, we've completely transformed South Africa from this divided, government divided structure of white South Africa, special affairs for coloureds and Indians, and then the Bantustans, which had their own administration. So, for example, we had to build one education department out of, I think it was about 12 education departments or more. So a lot has been done also in achieving socioeconomic rights. So the amount of people who now have matric or university degrees, the people who had access, who have access to housing, to electricity, to water, but there's still a large number who don't. So you need to look at, you can say, no, there's too many people without access to basic services, but if you look at what it was like before, it's a significant increase. I think South Africa had the largest social housing project in the world, but there's still a lot of people who need houses.
And one last question. In terms of the DOJ and its projects in educating South Africans about, you know, basic human rights, do you have, as a department, do you have any programs that are currently running?
Yeah, there are programs in terms of going to communities, engaging with the public on radio stations. We had a very successful project through GCIS with community radio stations. Unfortunately, that's not on at the moment. We would have things like the school's night, where learners in a particular class, particular grade, in all the schools across the country would compete in a moot, which is basically an argument on a constitutional issue, an issue of school uniforms. This learner, fictitious learner, is a Rastafarian, and she wants to wear dreadlocks at school, and what are her rights? And the students have to argue both points. And the finals of that moot court competition take place in the Constitutional Court. So that's just one of the examples. But obviously a lot more needs to be done to educate people about their rights. It's no use having rights if you don't know about them.
All right, DM, we thank you for your time and have a lovely event. You thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.